This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Hello, this is Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone is having just a wonderful holiday right now. As this podcast is being released, it is just a couple of days before the big day, and so you may be traveling to visit with friends and family, or as you're listening to this, you might be wrapping presents, or you might even be in the car to do some last-minute shopping for your loved ones. Well, wherever it is, we thank you very much again for coming back and listening. And in that regard, we also want to thank and welcome one of the newest friends of the Magic Word. That is Mr. Andy Lackey. Thank you very much, Andy, for your donation and becoming a friend of the Magic Word. We appreciate people who actually put their money where their mouth is, quite literally. So this way they are providing us with the financial support that is necessary in order to keep this podcast going. If you'd like to be a friend of the Magic Word and help us through your financial support, all you have to do is go to the Magic WordPodcast.com, and there you'll see a tab where you can click to find out more information about how you can give with a one-time or ongoing donation through PayPal or Patreon. So again, welcome, Andy, and thank you for the rest of the friends of the Magic Word who have been helping to support this podcast over the years. Well, as I mentioned, it is the holiday season and just a couple of days away from Christmas. And so it's a time in which we escape what we normally think about throughout the rest of the year and a chance to maybe relax a little bit, even though things are very hectic. And in that regard, I think you will enjoy this week's episode in which we get to talk with Mia Krejcik, and she is going to talk about escaping herself. Actually, she and Petrik have did escape from the communist country, which is now known as the Czech Republic. But it was a difficult time back then, being under a communist rule. And she is going to talk a little bit about, well, actually in quite detail, about their escape and how they had made all the preparations and everything. It's quite an interesting story. It's not exactly a Christmas story, but it is an interesting one that I think would help you to escape whatever is on your mind here this holiday season, as well as you start to think about some others. And again, that's kind of one of the things that we try to do around this holiday season, is to think about others. And Mia may not be a name as familiar with some of the younger people because she hasn't been around for about 20 years. And so she's just trying to get back into magic. But she and her husband, Petrik, were well known back in the 80s and 90s as the magical duo called Petrik and Mia. He had several original ideas. They used to tour all over the world and lecture as well. Had a lot of VHS tapes out way back when, I guess later DVDs as well. And anyhow, she has been out of magic for the last 20 years or so and is now starting to get back in and would like to renew her friendships with many of you who she has met over the years prior to her early retirement. Now she is getting to a point in her life where, again, she's kind of looking back and would like to renew those friendships. And so if you get a chance to see Mia and want to reach out to say hello, I'm sure she would welcome that opportunity. So please welcome my guest here this week from Las Vegas, Mia Krejcik, here on The Magic Word. Today I have with me someone who is an amazing lady. We have had several people in the past who have been magicians and magician's assistants. We've had people who are producers, directors, behind the scenes, illusion builders, and everything as well. But one of the people then also, it'll say like with the great Thompsonian Company. Well, and Company was Pam, his wife. And so she didn't get the proper billing. She was just in company, it seemed like. And so today I've got someone with me who I haven't seen in Magic World for quite some time, and we're going to explore that. And she is someone who has her own title in her own right because she was half of the team of Petrik and Mia. And so obviously I'm talking about Mia when I said she, so it's not him, it's her. And so, and she is from the Republic of Czechoslovakia. And is that right? The Republic, or just say it's Czechoslovakia?
Used to be called Czechoslovakia. Now it's Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. Okay, got that turnaround. Very good. Czech Republic. Please welcome my guest, Mia
Krejcik.
Krejcik.
Krejcik. I knew I'd mess that up. Krejcik. So glad to have you here. This is wonderful. So,
thank you.
Because again, being half of a team, in some ways you were the better half, because a lot of times people were always looking at you off stage as you were off stage, and then he, Patrick, would kind of give an aside glance to you also in recognition, say, what are you looking at? Oh, I see. That's why you're looking. Yeah, she is attractive. So you were a good misdirection for him, I guess, at times.
Well, the key point over there when you do a duo, which is Patrick and Mia, mm-hmm. the key was that I had to come in the right time.
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to do. So, and yes, I tried to look sexy, mm-hmm. so everybody would be able to
right.
look at me at a certain point.
Right.
Our team was actually based on both of us.
Yeah, so it was kind of the two of you. I mean, I'm thinking like the Evasons. It's Jeff and Tessa Evason. They just go by their last name, but you go by your first names, and had done that for a long number of years. And coming from Czechoslovakia to begin with, then how did you meet Patrick then to begin with?
Actually, that was the funny story. I finished my college, and in communism at the time, you had to work it off. So they always send you somewhere to work for them.
Okay.
They give you some little money for it. But and one of them was Janský Koupele, which is really a great resort. Mm-hmm. And they were doing magic. And I was there as a bartender. And that's how I actually met, the first time I've seen magic completely.
So wait a minute, as a bartender, did you learn that while you were in school or just on the side?
Yes,
or
kind of, yes. Okay. Yeah, I had a business school and they sent me to a certain location, so I had to work whatever they
right.
They
so your background was not in theater or
no,
anything in particular?
Not at all.
Okay, so I'm curious about how that they do that in Russia, or I guess formerly
yes,
Czechoslovakia,
similar.
Yeah, but it's still a communist country.
Yes.
As far as how they, I always thought like people who were, let's say, were in the ballet, they would really have them work day and night in the ballet, or whatever
yes.
their art was, they would have
that's
them.
That's correct.
Okay, so they kind of told you what to do.
Yes, you have a school, and in a business school, they tell you actually that you have to do like you are running the hotel. You have mm-hmm. to do everything from the bottom to the up,
oh,
all
okay.
the way to management.
Sure.
So they send you somewhere so you have that experience. So that was something really good. And in Janský Koupele, that was one of them where I was a bartender at the time.
Was Janský Koupele a
resort?
Oh, yeah, but where was that located? Was that in Moscow?
No, it's in Czech Republic, and it is in the middle of it.
Okay.
So it is north of Ostrava, which is one of the cities.
Okay.
It's actually northwest. So okay. They were sending us to many different type of resorts.
And were those open not just to the people within the communist countries, but were people from outside in the free world coming?
At the
coming?
Time where I was there, it was mostly people who are from Czech Republic
okay.
or Czechoslovakia at the time, mm-hmm. because it used to be Czech, Moravia, and Slovakia. Okay.
Okay.
So we all would be able to come there for whatever reason, because that was the springs, hot springs there.
Oh, okay. So for medicinal purposes, people
mm-hmm,
would come. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there also had entertainment. And mm-hmm. one of those times, that was the magicians.
Okay.
It was, all of them, they came from Prague, which is our capital. So that was a club in Prague, and that was like about five
an
or
artist
six
club or a magician's club?
Magician's
okay.
club. And about five of them or six, now I am not sure how many, came from there, and they entertain us for about a couple of hours.
Okay. And when they would entertain, were they doing a stage or comedy
yes.
or close-up?
They didn't do close-up. They did a stage.
Okay.
Yeah, stage entertainment.
With music?
With music, yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Patrick.
And did the others do like illusions? Because I'm assuming Patrick had just been doing like what I know
yeah,
the two of you.
Manipulation.
Manipulation, basically.
Yes. And okay. that's where he actually started to do his ball act, but without the production of the balls yet, because he came up with it a little bit later on.
That was later. So to begin with, he was, I guess, manipulating just cards and...
balls.
Or just balls only.
Remember, our ball act is in a top hat. He shows the top hat, and then he produces 11 balls, large balls from it. And between those productions, he actually manipulates all different kinds of manipulations with about 2 inches balls.
Now, at that time, was he working with another assistant, or was he doing
that? No, he was doing it by himself.
He just reach in the hat and do whatever, and so...
No, he didn't have that yet.
Yet, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he did different kind on a different...
Had tables or something he was working out of?
Yeah, okay. He did the tables. He had one of the... I guess that's how he came up with the idea. One of here, like a billiard...
Okay.
Table.
Billiard table.
And then once he did the manipulation, he put them in there, and then at the end of it, he produced a big, large ball.
I see.
And then when he finished, all billiard balls disappeared, and then it came up from the top.
I see. Gotcha. All right. Now, were there other magic acts in with him, so, or was it a variety act, and
it was
singers
a variety
and dancers, and he would just happen to be the magic portion of that act?
That's correct.
Okay.
And that was another magician who was doing mostly with cards. Then that was a comedy magician, MC, you know. So they did kind of like the whole 2 hours variety show.
When would that have been, approximately? 1980s?
That was in 1978.
Early 70s. Okay. Gotcha. And with that, again, there were different acts who were coming through. I assume you saw other magicians who had been performing as well. Or is he
yes.
the only?
Okay. Actually, that was one of them. They had kind of like a briefly, not like I was doing it like all the time, but it was an assistant there. And then I thought that, ooh, this is nice.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Did you, is that where you saw an opportunity? You thought, well, maybe I can help you? Or did, how,
no,
how did you
I
actually...
never even thought we will get kind of like hitched together.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually. Sure, sure. So did he just come to the bar, I guess, and have a drink, and then you started talking? Or
actually, yes, but he doesn't drink.
Okay.
So that was funny part.
Yeah.
And then kind of we start talking, and we got together. He invited me to city down south from where Jansky Kopale is, called Brno, which is the second city in Czech Republic.
Okay.
And he was doing a show there, so he invited me. So I did go there and saw his show. Now, this one was not only magic show, that was real, truly variety show. So that was people who were doing the mannequins, you know, they were very famous. In
marionettes.
Marionettes, yeah. There you go. And that was really awesome. So this is my first entertainment thing in my age, because I was about 20-some, so they didn't let us to do many different things. So that
you
was
say
my
they,
first thing.
Again,
they communists.
Again, the Communist Party was saying, dictating what you were going to be doing or not
kinda.
Doing.
And then I came not from Prague, but from Ostrava, which is a smaller city than Prague, so we didn't have this too much like people in Prague. So I was not introduced to that. And I am really glad I did, so because I was actually studying being a singer at the time.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Because when I was in college in Marienbad, which is Mariansky Lázně, I was driving through Prague, and they heard me singing back there. My director of the dorm.
Okay, yeah, the dormitory
you know,
there at the school.
Yeah, when I was going to school. So she said if I can do singing for them for the class or whatever it was.
Having some variety show or something?
Yeah, and that was something. I said, yeah, something I like. Why not?
Yeah.
So I did. I won a couple of the, what is it called? A
couple of contests. And,
yeah. A couple of contests. Mm-hmm. And then one guy actually told me his teacher is in Prague, and he gave me the phone number, and he said, go and study with him.
Yeah.
So I did, and I had an appointment, but then I met Patrick.
Yeah.
And I kind of let everything go. So.
Wow. Did you kind of feel like that was love at first sight at the time? Or
Yes and no.
Because you were a young lady, and so it's
yes.
kind of like, you know, he
yes
was a handsome
and no.
young man.
Yes and no, but I liked to being on the stage.
On stage, sure.
Yeah.
It was something
I liked
else,
that,
not just singing. You could
yes,
actually.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't go to that part of singing, but then I met Patrick in 73. I moved to Prague with him. And then in 74, in November 29th, we got married.
Wow. And was it while you were dating that he decided you could be part of his show? Or?
Yes. Okay. And he didn't tell me.
Oh.
So our honeymoon was he just told me he had to go to do the show in Slovakia at the time. And we got married. The next day he left. And he prepped everything.
Yeah.
He said, when you come and visit, bring a nice long dress.
Okay.
So I said, okay, so probably we will go somewhere.
So much nice you for
know,
dinner
it's
or something.
Supposed
yeah.
to be my honeymoon, right?
Right, right.
So, and so I came to
That's funny.
That bar and where he was working. And he said, so how do you like this? And I said, ooh, this is awesome, you know. So he said, okay, remember that lady did thing on the stage? And I said, yeah. And he said, tomorrow you will be the one.
Taking her place.
Taking okay. her place.
Singing.
And I said to okay. my, not singing,
okay.
doing magic.
Doing magic, okay. So the lady she had been singing. Okay, gotcha. But she had been assisting him, or he still didn't have an assistant at that point?
He didn't have an assistant,
so
but
wait a
that
minute.
Was another act who had assistant, but not magic act.
Right. But he was going to have you assist the
yes.
next day, even though you had not rehearsed with anything. It's kind of like
nothing
tomorrow.
At all. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
And
so.
He said, no, you don't have to do anything. You just come in, you bring me this. At the time, we didn't have anything, so I could be able to make adjustment. When's I supposed to come? Uh-huh. You know, because it's very important
sure.
when you come in on the stage.
Yeah.
So he always looked at me, and so that was my cue. Okay, come on over.
Okay, just look off stage. Okay, I'm supposed to bring this on now.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
We didn't do the balls manipulations. We did something different. We did like with the silk, whatever he had at the time. so that was funny. Yeah.
I guess it was. So how did that actually continue or develop, I guess, into that? I mean, did he
actually
say,
I got really good, you know, by the end of the, I got really good by the end of the, I think he was working there for a whole month. And I got better and I started like it. So in 75, when we discussed the whole thing, he's supposed to go and work for about 3 months, I believe, in Bulgaria.
Okay, now where?
By the sea.
Okay.
It's south of Czechoslovakia. Okay. So he said, I would like for you to go with me on the road. And I said, okay, but...
You didn't have another job at the time. You were not so
bartending. I did.
Okay, what were you doing there?
I was actually in Prague, transferred from Jansky Kopele
yes.
to Prague, so I can do the stuff, whatever they need. And
For the hotel?
For the hotel.
Resort. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It wasn't a resort. It was a hotel in Prague.
But it was whatever they needed. It wasn't just necessarily bartending. It could be...
No. Okay. It was... you know, like helping people, you know, bringing food and all.
Yeah. So in a case like that, does the government move you or you
yeah.
say, look, I'm marrying this man. I want to move to Prague with him. Can I take my job with me? And so they transfer you rather than the resort. Don't
yes. I actually came in and I said, look, I am going to move to Prague. And he wasn't my husband yet in 73 in March. So They actually told me where to go.
Okay.
And they said, you have to work yourself up over there.
Sure. Whatever. Yeah, once you arrive there.
Whatever they need, you have to do that. So I said, okay.
So when he asked you to go with you to Bulgaria, you were thinking, well, I've kind of already got a job here.
Yes. Okay. But this was better.
Yeah.
I didn't have to actually work 9 to 5. Actually,
right.
Over there it was 6 to 2 or 6 to 3 or whatever it is was. Mm-hmm. I kind of like told them that I will be leaving. And in Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia at the time, you as an artist worked for the government agency.
Okay.
Now that we had a 3 ways of classes.
Mm-hmm.
And on those classes, you got paid and you got a better job.
Okay.
From Walter's classes,
mm-hmm,
with the level. So Patrick was in level 3 already.
Now that's the highest level?
That's the highest level.
Okay.
This is the highest you can get,
okay,
in that time. Even the big singers, you know, over there had a level 3.
But does the government pay those different levels, like level 3 people, or does the resort pay, or who?
No, it's actually because you are working now as a self-employed through the agency.
Hmm. So it's a communist-run agency, though, right?
Right. It was, the name was Prago Concert. It's
okay.
Prague and concert, like a concert,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm,
so it was,
sure,
mixed together. So this, actually, they were looking for a job for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they paid us.
Okay.
So it's not the people where we went to. They paid them, and then they paid us.
I see, sure. Just like a regular agent type of a deal.
That's correct.
So you weren't working for the government so much.
Yes.
You're working for,
yes,
this agency, as you
and
would in the States.
We had strict things. We cannot, mm-hmm, say this. We cannot say that. If we're going, don't
you say
bash.
That, you mean politically, you mean?
Yeah, politically. We
mainly
could not say anything. Otherwise, we couldn't be in big trouble.
What about something that would be off color? Were you allowed to,
nope,
do nothing like that either?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Was,
no,
that just because of the time? I assume they can
because
do that now.
Because of the time. Communists don't like when you bash their own country.
Mm-hmm. Or the Chinese either, I understand.
Oh. Well, like, exactly.
Yeah, they're communists.
So that's where you want to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just don't say anything. It's that you play dumb. It's that, what? No?
Wow. Okay. Well, having a silent act, that's not something you have to worry about, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those people who are MCs and who are doing comedy,
yeah,
that is a trouble. But
I would think so.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean,
mm-hmm,
when you compare that, let's say to...
We talk to each other differently.
Do you?
Than,
okay,
we talk on the stage.
So it's okay to talk about it quietly and,
yes,
behind closed doors.
Just want to make sure nobody hears you because you don't know who is listening.
That's what I was going to say, because you could get reported saying,
yes,
they're diversive and...
That's correct.
...to be sent to Siberia or something.
Probably. This is,
wow,
what we had saying. When somebody disappeared, you will never see him. Oh, he went to Siberia.
Wow. Wow.
This is what we used to say.
Did you have people or friends who you knew from time to time?
No.
That you just kind of thought,
we were kind
went
of smart. We want to live. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. I know I nearly lost Patrick once in Poland. Yeah.
What happened to that?
Oh, the communist countries, you usually, you could not have a car.
Okay.
As an entertainment, you get a little bit better pay than the people who are working for government regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Patrick, he was working in Germany. He was doing a tour before I went in 1974, before I actually went with him, because I started with him in 1975.
Yeah.
So he bought a car, which is English car.
Mm-hmm.
Cortina at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice luxury car.
Yeah.
So we always had troubles. Whenever police stopped us, we always had troubles.
Want,
you know,
to show your proof of
exactly
it's, ownership.
It's just, it is what it is. We knew they are going to stop us. So
yeah.
We
you
just
had the papers
lived
ready
with
all the
it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Did they stop you like the borders or just intermittently?
Not only
like
on the border, it's
and...
just in the cities. Even.
Really?
Yeah. It's just we had issues.
Because you had a car and.
Because English car.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
They're wondering
you
what an English car was doing there, as opposed to something that was a...
Yeah, like Czech cars, but people usually at the time didn't have too many cars.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be really rich to have a car, well, which we were not because he bought it older.
Yeah.
But it looked awesome.
Well, what is the infrastructure like for transportation? I mean, as far as the roads, I would, if there are not
many cars. We had trams in a city. We had, buses.
But I mean, I mean roads as far as driving the cars. They must have been horrible and they weren't taken care of since there were not many cars.
That's correct. It was like if you had a... milk in there, it gets sour after a while.
Be churned into butter.
Yes.
Wow. So anyhow, he went to Bulgaria, and he was asking you to go with him at the time.
Yes.
Now, at this point, were you fully integrated in
helping
him?
I had to be classified too.
Okay, so you were at a different level. You were not a three.
No, I was right away three because of him. So
gotcha.
We had to be in front of a certain jury.
Oh, you had to perform before
yes.
a jury? Yes,
and they had to actually classify me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, because I wouldn't be able to go with him.
If you weren't at that class?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So, then I was classified, then I could go too.
Otherwise, you would have been stuck back in Prague while
That's
he was
correct.
There. And was he there on tour, or is he going there to live?
Actually, no, not to live, on a tour.
Okay.
On a tour, because at the time, Czechoslovakia was in a better shape than all the... Warsaw, like Poland, Russia, mm-hmm. Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary.
Croatia.
We were in a better state, better living, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wanted to always come to Czechoslovakia at the time.
That was a better place. Okay.
Yeah.
It was
still communism, and that they want to keep us as a communist because
uh-huh.
we were in the middle of Europe.
Yeah.
From there, you could go everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So once you got then to Bulgaria, was that where you really started to develop your timing with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's where he taught me do many different things, and mm-hmm. I will always thank him for this. I actually become what I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
The half of the act.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And at the time, I didn't have my own Mia thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as more I was working... I developed it like
yeah.
everybody else.
Yes.
The more you're on the stage, you become better. So I became, because that act needed something where people go, oh.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I did.
Okay.
Yes. I developed it. Yeah.
Did you buy your dress, sew your dress, or did? Because
at the beginning, I sew my dresses.
Okay.
So my first dress. My first dress was, my friend was a seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
A seamstress, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually sew my dress.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, and there was a green color, mm-hmm. because our thing behind us, that was a round thing, was in green. So I actually was coming from there, from left, right.
Okay.
Whatever it was.
So your backdrop is the same color?
Yes.
Then? Okay, as a dress. Gotcha.
Then I changed into blue. This was sewn by somebody else too, by her. And then I went into red, where actually I did. I sew my dress.
And did you have some pockets and things in there, I
nope.
guess?
No.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like a special magician's dress?
No, that was just a regular dress,
okay.
I admit. Okay, that's it.
Because I was thinking that you brought out some things for him from time to time also to help him
to
load some stuff.
Yeah, but I covered it different ways.
Okay. Just
with silks or,
mm-hmm.
you
just
know.
Just blocking? We stand in front
mm-hmm.
of him and kind of walk
just
out?
Just block.
And, mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
And did you work those things out, the choreography together, I assume? Or did he
yes.
have this idea?
Yes, he said,
saying,
this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
And I, at the beginning, it was kind of like crazy. but then you work it and then you say, okay, he needs a big cover.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? And that's what I actually saw in an audience. Whatever I did... I heard the reaction, and I said, this is what I need.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, mm-hmm. yeah. And actually, when in 1970, 2006 or 2007, now I am not sure, when the big, 1976, because that was a competition in Vienna.
FISM, or was
the
that?
The FISM.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1976 in Vienna. And Bill Larson, Milt wasn't there. Bill, Irene, mm-hmm. and everybody, you know, like an American group came.
Yes.
And they came first to Prague, and Prague Magician entertained them.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
that was the first time that you had met them and vice
versa.
Yes, okay.
That's the first mm-hmm. time when I met Bill and Irene. Mm-hmm. And after, that was still nothing, but after Vienna, they came to us if we can do their It's Magic show, which is the annual in Los Angeles.
Right.
So we thought we can.
Yeah.
Because we paid police under the table always to get a special permission so we can leave the country.
Okay.
And unfortunately, in 1979, nobody could get out. So we were kind of like, we had issues.
Mm-hmm.
So Patrick is very smart. So he figured out a way how we are going to escape.
Yeah.
And
because during this time, when was the wall torn down during
the
Reagan era?
Oh, no, that was in 80.
Okay, that was later.
That was very later. Okay. We were already in the States.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So you got into the States.
Yes.
Okay, so they would let you out only by...
Well, no, they didn't.
Okay.
We had a theme in our act, and musician, big musician for a big stars, actually loved Patrick, so he arranged this music for us.
Okay.
So in some of the things, he was even playing
okay.
for us, Mr. Hickel. So he, when we came up with the trip, how we are going to escape,
mm-hmm.
we went to visit him just for a dinner, but we never talked about it. We never talked about it. But those two, they knew each other really well for years.
Yeah.
You know? So one time we are at a dinner and he took him aside, Mr. Hittel took Patrick aside and he said, "What are you up to?"
Hmm.
He knew it.
Yeah, I knew something was up.
So he told him. And he said, "Are you crazy?"
Hmm.
They have many different checkpoints. Some of them you don't even see.
Okay.
You know, so he said, "Don't be stupid."
You mean as far as on the highway, driving out of the country, you mean?
Yes. Okay. What happened is when you went into Germany, you went through one point, but you had the checkpoints.
Yes.
Many different checkpoints. One of them.
Before you get to Germany.
Before you get to Germany.
Okay.
Some of them you didn't even see when they communicate between
yes.
each other.
Uh-huh.
He came up with a great, great plan. But we actually never actually did it, only because, I guess me, because I was scared to death.
You're saying, "Please don't do this, please." Yeah.
And then Mr. Hittel told him, "Are you crazy? Do it easier way." So he kind of restructured the whole thing. And the car, remember the car,
yeah,
Cortina?
English car.
Well, we had friends. We made sure that if they will be shooting when we go through those borders, that they will not shoot us.
Shooting guns?
Yes.
Not cameras? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guns. That real guns.
Yeah.
And when we were going through the borders.
Yeah.
So they will not hit us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he actually invented that at a certain point, especially between in Yugoslavia, when we go to Austria,
mm-hmm.
then we had a special thing where even he goes down, because I supposed to go down when they said, "Okay, you know, you're
in the back seat of the car," you mean, or kind of a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
No, next to the driver.
The passenger side.
Yes.
Yes.
On the passenger side. So I went in. He would be the one, actually, once he comes back to the car, he would go in and he would see everything what's going on. So he invented that car was magic car.
Yeah.
So how did we get into that situation?
Yeah. Because you've got to be there for like hours, right?
We were lucky. We were like three cars between the borders.
Okay.
But in order to tell you the right time, I have to also tell you how did we escape.
Yes.
So Mr. Hidil told us, do it easy way. So he restructured the whole thing, and we asked for not through the government agency, mm-hmm. but as a regular Czechoslovakian citizen that we are going for vacation to Yugoslavia because we have no ocean, right?
Right, yeah.
Czechoslovakia doesn't have an ocean.
It's landlocked.
So the people, mm-hmm. so the people for the vacations, they had to either go to Poland, which is very cold, or to Bulgaria, or to Yugoslavia, which okay. is beautiful weather, mm-hmm. right? So we went to Yugoslavia, but I mean, we asked for a vacation going to Yugoslavia. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I went to a special passport agency if we mm-hmm. already get a permission. So they said yes. So we packed our car and, only with magic. Mm-hmm. We had very little what we can dress on. And we left at 5 o'clock. Instead of going from Prague, which is closer to Germany.
5 p.m. in the afternoon.
5 p.m. in the afternoon. We went through Slovakia down to Hungary.
Okay.
From Hungary to Yugoslavia, and we took the first border in Yugoslavia going to Austria. Mm-hmm. And that's where the car supposed to go into fruition.
Okay.
Because they know that we cannot go through if we don't have...
the right papers.
Papers. Mm-hmm. Now, having visa for Americans... We went to Prague to ask for visa.
A special work visa, you
mean? A special visa.
Okay, not a... Okay.
Special visa. And we decided if we make it over there, we'll ask for it if they can send it to Munich.
Okay.
Right? So now we were all ready, except we didn't have Austrian visa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So... We were driving through, and now we are on a border from Slovakia, which used to be Czechoslovakia, to Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
It saved us a lot because Patrick was a really good magician. He was famous already at the time.
Particularly,
yes.
You mean in Czechoslovakia?
Yes.
Yeah. He wasn't in the U.S. yet, obviously.
Yeah. No, not the U.S. Right. That was Slovakia into Hungary.
Yeah.
And when we were packing our suitcases, all the pictures, all
promotional
the
pieces and brochures.
And the promotional picture
yeah.
and those balls mm-hmm. was on the top for a reason. When we open it, everything will fall out.
Well, okay, yeah.
So
they wouldn't go any further.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when we were on the border, they stopped us and they... said if they can see whatever we have on the
sure.
back because we had to go through thorough thing because they knew that from there you can go to Yugoslavia and then you can escape from there.
Okay.
So...
they knew that was the route that people normally
kind
would take.
Of, yes.
Okay. So there's special attention given
That's
to people
correct.
Coming through there because they're more than likely... going to not see him again because they're going to be escaping. Gotcha.
That's correct.
Interesting.
And especially entertainers, now, they didn't like that.
Ooh, right. Because once they got overseas, they're going to say, hey, I like this. I'm not coming back. And so that may, yeah. So what would cause them to be turned back? In other words, they say, look, you got such and such or contraband.
That's why we didn't have the visa, American visa, because it to trigger.
Then it's that's where you're going to ultimately
go. That's correct.
Go. So it's just the Yugoslavian visa.
And we used to travel before, mm-hmm. so we had many different things in a passport, like Austria,
all
Germany,
yeah.
You know, so they knew that, especially when they opened our suitcases, that we are entertainers.
Yes.
So they said, oh, you are magicians? And Patrick said, immediately he started entertaining, immediately.
Yeah.
And
to prove that, yes, I am. And
yes, I am.
Yeah.
He entertained them, all of them, for about half an hour over there.
Yeah.
Everybody, that was a big line behind us. Everybody was honking, you know, we cannot go, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They were mad at us, actually. But then they were very happy at the end of it. Because then they said, when they were half an hour, they said, oh my gosh, we cannot, look at this, you know, line over here. We cannot do that.
Yeah.
So they said, go.
Oh, so
they let us go.
A lot faster. Yeah, just to get the line, clear the line.
Exactly. But they didn't even, instead of going through every single car,
They
let them, all of them go.
Without looking.
And we all had hidden things.
Oh my
like
gosh.
Money. And we could not take all that money out.
Now, you're only allowed so many dollars or so much cash, I guess, to take out of the country.
Yes, but we couldn't have like German marks, dollars, completely not.
Right, right.
So we had hidden, because we were working and we were planning this trip for a while.
Yes.
So we had hidden
the
money. Yeah,
you couldn't put it in the bank. I hadn't thought about that. It couldn't put it in the bank. And then
nope.
Once you get to the States, say, hey, I want to draw a check on that bank, that's just not going to fly over there. So it's like, nope, we're going to confiscate all of your money and keep that here.
Mm-hmm. So it would trigger everything. Is that, they are not coming back.
Right.
You know, so... So once we went through Hungary to Yugoslavia, easy border, because they have nothing to do with us, you know. But we took the first border going to Austria. We were lucky. We had only three cars in front of us.
Yeah.
So we went through our plan.
Yeah.
So when he told me, once I tell you, you will go under the seat.
Yeah.
And I will take care of the rest. I said, okay. Oh,
I'll do all the talking. You just hide.
But we were the second car.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, we hear knocking on the window.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we're supposed to go the first one. But no, somehow, another border guard came from nowhere.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, my gosh, now what? You know, so he's a step away from the car.
Yeah.
And again, it was because of the car, not because of anything.
Yeah, because it was an English car, right.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So he said, can I see your passport? So he did, and we have no permission going from Yugoslavia to Austria.
Okay. Mm.
So he said, where do you think you are going? Patrick again stepped in, did the magic, but he did pickpocket act.
Oh, man, is that dangerous.
Wow. Oh, you're kidding me.
On the police.
So he stared away to the border guard from the car so I can get ready. And when he was closing the car, he said, get ready. So so he was doing all pickpocket. He took his watch. He took his pen from here.
Mm-hmm.
But he also took his passport, our passport, when he put them
in his
left
pocket. Mm-hmm.
So, but he should not know it. You know what I mean?
The guard
after the magic, he gave him everything except our passport. Without our passport, we cannot do anything.
Of course.
So, and then he said, okay, he was laughing, he was happy. He said, go. So he is going to the car and he's opening the car and the border guard says, hey, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh my gosh, now what? But he was very nice. And he said, I didn't give you your passport. And he's looking. He couldn't find. And Patrick says, those you think? And he smiled and he said, go.
Yeah.
So that was.
Even though your passports were not valid to go into the country, he let you go.
Yep.
Wow.
He was nice. He knew that we have issues. Yugoslavia at the time was freer than we were.
Okay, so he knew what was kind of happening.
He knew that we are not coming back.
Yeah, so he wasn't really hard line communist.
No.
Otherwise, he would have said...
He was a nice guy.
Straight to jail. Yeah. You were very lucky to get the right guy at the right
time. That's correct.
In the right place. So you never looked back, I assume. Because at that point, you had to take everything. Like I said, just the clothing on your back, I guess, and plus whatever.
No, only magic. The car was full of magic.
Full of magic, okay.
Because if they would say on a vacation, they said, where is your clothes? We had very little.
Because you could earn enough money from that then to, of course, buy whatever that you wanted at that time. So then from Yugoslavia, did you take a plane or take a ship?
No, actually, we could not buy a ticket, right? Because they were opening our mail. They were listening to our phone calls. We could not communicate with anybody in the U.S., period. And so, but remember in Munich, we're supposed to come and get the stamp for the visa.
Yeah.
So we drove through Austria because we had Austrian visa. We went through Germany because we had German visa. So we went to Munich.
You didn't have any problem going through the wall? I mean, going through the border there?
No.
Okay.
The biggest border was our border
and
Yugoslavian border because we didn't have permission there.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand. Okay. So you came through Austria?
Yes. And so we went to U.S. Embassy in Munich and we asked them, they said, we have asked if the visa would be sent in here. And they did. So they just gave us a stamp. And so we went immediately to Frankfurt. Patrick didn't sleep all the time. He didn't sleep. He was tired.
Yeah.
You know, we went all that night. He still performed twice. And we came very early in the morning. We have a friend in Frankfurt, so we slept probably in his house for about a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Then he went with us to the airport to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
But we actually did not have enough money because when you buy something, then it's like 10 times more, right?
Right.
So they told us that to Hollywood, they have 1,800 German mark for one of them. We didn't have that.
That much money, sure.
We thought we have plenty of money, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
So one of the ladies actually saw us in
Munich.
We were tired and really disappointed that we went so far and we cannot go any further. And she said, do you know about our special flights, which is charter flights? And we said, no, we don't, because we could not.
Right.
That was my first trip in a plane.
Okay. And you were how old at that time?
Yes. So we went in there.
How old were you then?
26.
Okay.
And so we went where she sent us, and they said, oh my gosh, yes, we do we have everything on the airport? And we said, yes. And we said, okay, in half an hour, it's going to Kansas City. My first question, is this U.S.?
Is it Kansas City in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in hindsight, that is a funny question.
I know, right? And she said, yes. So I said, Patrick went to unload the car, and I took care of the tickets.
The tickets, yeah.
And we had enough. So that
for the
was good.
Flight.
That was only $500 for each, which was perfect.
Yeah.
We still had some money left
to eat.
Because we had German marks at the time. German marks.
Back then, it was like 3 marks to the dollar or something.
Yeah,
it was
not too much.
Yeah.
So, he came with the load of magic, right? Because we could not leave it there.
Sure.
We left our car there, though.
Yes.
And we said to our friend, take care of it.
Okay, I was going to say, you just didn't leave it in the parking lot.
I don't know.
You just gave it to somebody.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
We just left it there.
Yeah.
And then the guy who was supposed to put all that stuff on the plane, he said, they have so much over.
Yeah.
And the stewardess came in, what hold the plane? Because at the time, they had to pay a lot of money if they are late.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he said, load it in because we have to leave.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to pay even one penny
of it. Oh, and you probably had what, like 6 or 7 suitcases of stuff?
Oh, tons. Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only suitcases, we had like boxes because it couldn't fit. Some of the things could not fit in a suitcase, so we had to make a box.
And they were mainly manipulation balls and things, or? Okay.
Yeah, for all kinds of magic. You know that the magic is
so
kind
at that
of
time,
different.
You weren't selling stuff. You were. That was just for your act.
Basically. Yes, that's correct.
Goodness sakes.
Two actually acts.
Okay.
Yeah, two acts.
So what were the two acts? One was the balls?
The one which we could not perform because one of them was with the balls. The one which we could not perform in U.S. anywhere, it's because it was stolen.
Oh my. Before you ever performed it, it was stolen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And actually, it was stolen in L.A., but it's...
Where was that stolen
well,
from?
Well, I mean, it was stolen... Because when we got our first house, they didn't know location. Yeah. So when
you're a realtor now, so you appreciate
it. I know, right? So we said we were happy. We had a small two-bedroom house, you know, so we were happy.
Sure.
Because in Czechoslovakia, you could not
better
own
than
a house
you've ever had.
Yeah. It's apartment, whatever it is, you know. So... we actually was buying a house, but we didn't have a credit. So there was a Russian person, a Russian realtor who came to see our show, actually, on It's Magic. And he said, I have somebody who would be able to help you because I know you have no credit, obviously.
Right.
You know? So he said, oh, well, okay. So we didn't even have down payment. So they actually helped us so much. I thank them. Mm-hmm. But... because we left for 3 months, we had no clue that you have to be careful. Somebody told us you have to have a gardener because if they see the grass, it's growing that nobody
is
at
home. Right.
So, yes, we had a gardener, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. But unfortunately, his son said something.
Oh, okay. These people are gone. And so they got in.
So we came and there was nothing in there except our bed. That's it.
Everything else was gone.
All. Even the policeman, when we called police, he was laughing. I said, what are you laughing, man?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, they had all the time in the world, obviously. Because
that's correct.
Gone to kind of
because they knew when we are coming back.
For two
back.
Or 3 days. We're coming back and get the rest of this. We don't need to get it all right now. Wow. So what was the act you never performed?
Actually, it was with keys.
Okay.
The costumes we had made in the theater. Mm-hmm. Which we performed. We had a friend, and she actually sold perfect. I mean, that was such a great act.
So you had performed that, like in Bulgaria?
No.
Oh, you had never performed it?
Never performed it.
Oh, it was something you'd worked on.
We were working on it.
Okay.
So we had everything because we knew in U.S. probably those costumes will be tons of money.
Right.
So we had money in Czech. So... we had everything made what we could, and that's why we took it with us.
So in the keys, were the keys getting like...
manipulations.
But they would get larger or something, and I mean, kind of like the
and a big
balls.
One, and, mm-hmm. and yes, exactly. So okay. It's still manipulation
it's
act, but the variation is different.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that anything after that happened that Patrick thought perhaps we might remake these and do it again? Or he said, okay, well, they're gone, let's move on.
He said, it's gone, it's... Okay. He said, you know what, we're thinking. And that's where he invented straws through the card.
I was about to ask about, I know he had just a lot of really ingenious inventions, and the straw through the card was kind of like his thing that everybody thinks about.
Yeah.
And he must have sold the heck out of those things, because I remember you were on a lecture tour and selling all those too across the United States.
It paid for our small house.
Really? That trick paid for the house?
But I tell you a story.
Yeah.
I got a phone call once. When we were selling the straw through the card, I got a phone call, very deep voice.
Okay.
He didn't say a name. Hmm. He said, I would like to buy a straw through the card. I hear so much about it. And, you know, it has a fabulous reviews. So he said, oh, absolutely. And he said, I don't want you to send it to me because obviously. So I said, okay. So where do we meet? Well, it was on La Brea. And that was, we actually also had...
For those listening, by the way, La Brea is a street, an avenue in Los
in
Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes. And we had a mailbox in there. Mm-hmm. So because in advertising we put only our mailbox in there, so all the orders went through the mailbox because Irene told us that we should do it.
PO box, right.
We were learning. Irene told us many things we should, because you know she was also from
Germany,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I will meet you this time, and said, may I ask the name? Mm-hmm. Because you know, Orson Welles. I had no clue who he is. I said, thank you very much. We'll see you whenever it is.
Yeah, Uncle Orson.
I called Irene and I said, do you know, I'm so sorry, do you know Orson Welles? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my gosh, do you know who this is? I said, I'm so sorry, I don't.
No. Yeah.
And he said, Mia, I have to teach you lots of different things. So she always kind of like helped me to.
Yeah.
But he sent assistant.
So he never didn't show up himself. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
I never met him, but that was for him.
So you never met him afterwards, like at the Magic Castle or any place else that had come through?
I met many different ones who, in a Magic Castle after our shows when they, you know, one of them is Muhammad Ali, where he was in the audience and he said, if you take one more ball from that top hat, I'm coming in. That was so funny.
Yeah.
So
when you did the It's Magic show, that was the ball act. So really the ball act was the one that kind of, that you toured with, if you will.
Yes,
and that
that's
you worked
correct.
At Magic Castle and everything. There were other ideas aside from the straw through card that Patrick had come up with. Did he run these by you, or did you say, hey, here's...
No, we had a kind of like, I always told him, don't tell me how it's done.
Yeah.
Because if I don't know how I would look at it this way. So we kind of like had an agreement. So he was working on something like when he was the razor blade, linking razor blades, or when he came up with the chest illusion, you know, that he actually performed here in Las Vegas. So he had nearly everything done, and then he showed it to me. And once he saw my face, he said, okay, that's...
It must be a fooler.
Yeah.
Right, the pagan fool, his assistant. Yeah.
Because I know him. I know every single little thing. Mm-hmm. And once I would probably figure it out, then, you know.
Yeah. As you were touring, I got a couple different questions regarding that. What was one of your favorite places that you liked to perform, or favorite venues? I mean, you were here in Vegas and the Castle and other places around the United States. Aside from other places... In Europe, because I assume that you went back. You've probably been to Paris and London and other places then as well. But so what place kind of comes to mind?
I don't think I have favorite one.
Okay.
Because I met so many fabulous people.
Yeah, around the world, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's like I just love the people because I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I love the people who I meet.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of... really nice. Whenever we went, I have a great memories. I have a great Paul Daniels. Oh my gosh! You know that when we went when we met Paul Daniels, it was on our Blackpool convention. Mm-hmm. He came in, and then we actually stayed in the hotel with him.
Yeah.
That hotel, we couldn't find each other. It was huge. And
in Blackpool?
In a Blackpool.
I don't know which hotel that is.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. I would say
I knew there was a hosting hotel, but it wasn't that huge. Because I've stayed there.
That was the whole floor.
Okay.
Was him. That was his.
Wow. Okay.
And it had so many bedrooms, but I want to tell a story.
The Ruskin was the one that I was thinking of, which is the current hotel, but the Ruskin is not that large.
Oh, okay. Then whatever it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember whenever we did something and wanted to change the English pounds back to US dollars. So when we went somewhere, it was Paul with us, but I was changing the money over here, so they didn't know that I am with Paul because he was talking to Patrick and Debbie at the time.
Yeah.
So then I'm changing the money, and the rate is this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul comes in, all of a sudden, I have the best rate ever.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Oh, this is for him. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll give you a better deal.
Yeah. He could do so many things. It's like people were jumping from the plane when he went to meet us at the plane.
Yeah.
Actually, they were jumping from the plane and were still driving. I mean, he was very famous there.
Very famous, very popular over there.
Well,
there
he's obviously everywhere.
Yeah, he was. Wherever that he went. And then I guess you had worked on some of the John Fisher shows. Was it John Fisher? Did you work on the.
Oh, yes.
In London?
For the TV.
TV show.
BBC.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's correct. We did one of the Paul Daniel specials.
Yeah.
So, that was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And had he seen you, I guess, on It's Magic or knew about you?
No, we already, Bill Stickland was the one who organized in England.
Yeah.
He knew about Patrick.
Yeah.
And after we escaped, nobody knew about us in Europe.
Oh, okay.
So our first trip to Blackpool.
Mm-hmm.
He found us.
Okay, gotcha.
So we went for his convention because now we could, but we had political asylum special passport,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Well, once you got to the States, did you have to then apply for asylum to become
that's
a
correct.
U.S. citizenship?
Nobody, when we came to Kansas City, another story,
yeah.
but I am not sure how much time you still have.
We'll be wrapping this up shortly. Right?
Okay, so when we came here, we did the first night. Irene, actually, because we spoke German, Irene met us at the airport,
mm-hmm.
and then we went to It's Magic Show because we were late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came that same day, It's Magic Show already yeah. started. And they didn't know if we coming or not coming, you know, so because of the communication. So when we came in, they didn't know we actually escaped.
Yeah.
We didn't say anything because we didn't know what to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember on Friday, we went to the immigration asking for political asylum.
Yeah.
That's a long story, so.
Okay.
But the best ever, what could ever happen to us, yes.
Wow. Well, so glad that you're here. And so you kind of.
Me too.
Had fallen out of magic at some point.
Yes.
In the early 2000s, and kind of got disenchanted or with that?
No,
or?
It's I didn't know how to react mm-hmm. at the time, so I said, I'll give it a time. Mm-hmm. But magic was always my love, and I thank Patrick that he introduced me to it.
Right.
But when we separated, I kind of stayed away because I didn't know how to react. But now it's been a while, so I said, I don't care, whatever happens, I'll go
again.
In.
So glad that you are deciding to get back and involve yourself again with a lot of things. Because I would imagine you were still a hot act, different, particularly magic conventions, as well as corporate and everything else, were wanting to continue to book. And so that's why I was curious why it actually stopped at a particular point.
In 2003, we had a last tour. And 2004, we actually separated.
Okay.
But being here in the States, the only thing what I know is magic
mm-hmm.
and how to take care of the business.
Yeah.
I had no clue now what.
Yeah.
So I found...
So you just started turning down shows. I mean, at that point, because it's like, hey, we're no longer together.
I don't know what Patrick did. I kind of like had to be out of it
sure.
because
so
it I didn't want... that he will stop doing magic. He's really good and very,
yeah,
very smart.
It's just going to happen. It'll just be Patrick. It's not mm-hmm. the Patrick Amia show. It's just the Patrick show from then on. It's kind of like, okay, gotcha. I'm with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. correct.
See. And so then you got your realtor's license and been living in Las Vegas here. It's
I love Las Vegas. Yeah. So, yes, that's correct. Las Vegas is kind of like a city for me.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I actually got a mortgage license.
Hmm.
And now I have a realtor license.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
And so you've been seeing since that time kind of the rise and fall of the markets here in Vegas. I know,
right?
It has been a real roller coaster, I'm sure, which is another podcast.
Yes.
To discuss about that on a completely different matter over there. So glad that we were able to reconnect. This is amazing because we were just...
I know. Funny. What funny this... to see at the show. We went to see
James
Martini and Magic
yeah.
with mm-hmm. James.
Yeah.
And... You were sitting in front of us.
Yeah, James.
I had no clue. When you turned around, I said, oh my golly, I just signed for your podcast.
And I was so flattered. It's like, wow, you're a listener. You said, yeah, well, I'm getting back into magic. And then, yes,
that's
I just
right.
signed up your pod letter. So it was funny because, yeah, Jim had just texted me also saying, before the show began, he said, Mia is sitting behind you, Patrick and Mia. And I said, holy cow. So I thought, well, I'm going to afterwards. And then he told you apparently the same things, you know. But anyhow, it was amazing. So it was good to reconnect. And so with this and getting back into magic, you're not going to be performing again.
No.
But you're just going to kind of renew friendships and people because you're a
that's
people
correct.
Person that you are. Are you going to go to a few conventions and kind of?
I will. Okay. I will start doing conventions.
Like Magic Live next year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, Magic Live. Yeah, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
correct.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to FISM, but I'm not sure if I would be able to, but we'll see.
Ah, yeah, because that's going to be across the border in Quebec, and I guess you're kind of landlocked at this point.
Mm-mm.
No, you can go wherever you want.
No, I can go anywhere.
It's okay.
I'm free. I am U.S. citizen.
You are? Okay, well, good, good. Yeah, next year in 23, we will be in Quebec for, is that right, 22? This next year's 22.
22, yeah. Yeah. They're supposed to be 21.
Yeah, and then they
it's
moved it next
be,
year. That's
yeah.
right. So that's going to be then in Quebec at that time. But yeah, aside from that, there are other kinds of conventions and things that are happening, you know. And then also the SAM convention is going to be here in Vegas.
That's correct. That was our
January.
First convention in
okay.
U.S.
Okay. It was your
in
first
Pasadena
convention?
In 1980.
Okay. And that was what introduced you to the magicians. And then I said,
that's
holy
correct.
Cow, Mia is beautiful. And Patrick, that guy's okay too as a magician. But the two of you were a dynamic couple there together and just every place.
Thank you.
You know, for in the 80s and 90s. So I loved seeing you and also the lecture when you'd come through from time to time and different places that you lectured at magic conventions and whatnot. Because Patrick seemed to be almost like, Aldo Colombini was another fellow who was very creative and came up. Every
yes.
time he had a new lecture, I always kind of felt like that, well, Patrick's going to be, after the strong card, he kept coming out with other little ideas and things
yeah.
that were just brilliant. So, well, congratulations for
thank
for
you.
Coming back out then again. Let me ask you, so I want to wrap up here. The name of my podcast is called The Magic Word. I always like to conclude by asking my guests what it is that you're passionate about. What is it your...
Magic, music.
Music. You like, to follow the music of your heart, I guess? Or what do
I
you,
think
what
so.
What do you do that
yes.
kind of every day that keeps you alive and going? What's important to you?
I learned so much here in the States to think positive because before I was very, very shy. Now mm-hmm. look at me. I'm talking like crazy lady.
I can't imagine you being shy.
I know.
Okay.
Patrick always saying that I didn't marry you.
You. That's funny.
Yeah. But magic, it's on the top of the chart. Uh-huh. And I'm really glad I'm coming in to see all my friends through all these years. I was there 35 years. So,
wow.
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So your
movies,
philosophy?
I like movies.
Like
oh, my
movies?
Gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's my thing, too. I'm a big-time film buff.
Me, too.
So those are your passions. And what would be your philosophy of life? What would you... like to live by.
Enjoy your life to the fullest. Go after and be positive about everything. Through everything what I went, if I wouldn't be positive, I don't know what I would do, to tell you the truth,
yep.
because there is always another way how you could be able to solve this.
Yeah, you may still be back in the Czech Republic if you
that's correct.
Weren't really positive about knowing what you want to do and grab that.
Mm-hmm.
Grab that.
Actually, the positivity Patrick taught me.
Okay, wow. That's
and brilliant. Then America taught me to be more freer.
Mm-hmm.
So I combined everything together.
That's great. Mia, it's been wonderful. I'm glad that we've made this friendship that will last a lifetime here, that we've got that as well.
I'm
so
sure.
thank you very much for your time. And
you're
I know
welcome.
The listeners will appreciate this as well. So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Mia Krechik.
Krechik.
Yeah. I'll get that eventually.
Don't worry, it's hard.
Yeah, this is Scotty out.
Wow, what a story. Thank you so very much, Mia. That was just delightful. I enjoyed an opportunity to get caught up with you since you have been away from magic for a while, and so glad you're going to start to get involved. As I understand, of course, not necessarily going back and performing, but at least renewing friendships in our magic community. So welcome back. And to the rest of the listeners, I say, if you have an opportunity, you see Mia somewhere around, be sure to reach out and say hello. And I thank you also, listeners, for coming back from week to week. And speaking of escaping, there was another podcast that we had released back in 2019, which was number 492, in which I talked with Werner Reich, who was a death camp magician, and he lived in Auschwitz. Yeah, I mean, he lived through that and was one of the very, very few who had come out alive, and he learned to do magic while he was in the concentration camp. Quite a story. It was someone who was one of the featured lecturers at the Magi Fest that year, and I had an opportunity to sit down with him. And since then, Joshua Jay has chatted with him a time or two for his podcast as well, which I recommend as a great podcast, that is How Magicians Think. It has a variety of entertainers that he speaks with from week to week. But if you want to go back and hear the conversation that I had with Werner Reich, I recommend that you again go to themagicwordpodcast.com, and there you'll see a search bar. You can just type in Werner, Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. That's Reich, R-A-I-C-H. But I know you will enjoy his story as well. It's quite the story. He goes into a lot of detail that I wasn't expecting. Just as this week, I didn't expect to go in the direction that we did here with Mia, but it was wonderful and delightful. Well, listen, I wish each and every one of you a very wonderful holiday. And I pray for nothing but the best for each of you and your families. And until next week, stay well, get booked, and remember to always be positive and live life to the fullest. This is Scotty out.